Brothers and sisters, we praise Allah the Almighty. And we hope that we should praise Him as He should be praised. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and His servant. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides is guided aright, and yet whomever Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide them. And we ask Allah to bless our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bless his great companions and his family. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, it was once said by someone that the knowledge of yourself is the most important knowledge that a person can have. While I believe that the knowledge of self is important, I disagree with that. The most important knowledge that a person can have is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know Him, and no one knows anything about Allah except what He reveals about Himself. We learn about Him in Quran, and we learn about Him in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many non-believers, they say things about Allah, they have no idea what they're saying. So Allah demands for us in the Quran, اِعْلَمُوا know أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, know that Allah is strong in punishment. You have to know that. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ, on the one hand, but on the other hand, know that Allah is, He's forgiven and He's merciful. So you have to know both of them. I was on the plane coming from the West Coast, and I was reading this magazine called The Economist. And there was an article there that grabbed my attention. It said, the science of fighting fire. The science of fighting fire. It talked about the millions of acres of forest that has been destroyed by fire. Fire is devastating. And they talked about all the modern technology to fight the fire. They talked about using satellites and all kinds of devices that can detect heat even before it happens, and they can predict the fire before it happens. The science of fighting fire. And I said to myself that there are some kufar, some disbelievers who fight against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are very prepared in this life. I remember once that a Bedouin came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, mita sa'ah, O Messenger of Allah, when is the hour? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam answered by asking a question, ma'addata laha, what did you prepare for it? And when you look at the Muslims and the non-Muslims, you notice that Muslims have this thing called al-iman, faith. But the non-Muslims, they don't rely on faith. We rely on faith. Alladhina yu'minuna al-bighayb, those who believe in the unseen, that's us. We're the Muslims. We believe in al-akhirah. As the angel Jibril came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Muhammad, fa'akhbirni an al-iman, explain to me what al-iman is. And he explained what al-iman is. Among that is to believe in al-akhirah, to believe in the hereafter. So the non-believers, they don't believe in the hereafter. So therefore they put all of the eggs in this world. And I believe that the scientists of this world believe that if they go to hell, they can find a way to put the fire out. I believe this. And the article went on to say that the most significant thing about a fire, the thing that keeps the fire going, is fuel. If there's no fuel, there's no fire. So the fuel of wood and the fuel of paper and it ignites and it begins, the fire begins to eat it up. But when the fuel is gone, there's no more fire. And I thought about the ayah from the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina aminu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa qudaha an-nasu wal hijara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your family from a fire. Waquduha an-nas, subhanallah. A fire whose fuel is men and stone. But if there's no fuel, then the fire goes out. And I was thinking about ourselves as human beings. And do you know, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the human being the capacity to feel pain. And this capacity to feel pain in this life is a blessing. For the pain is a warning to us that something is wrong. Even a stomach ache, a headache, chills, fevers, all of these things, you may not like it. You may not like the pain, but the pain is a sign from Allah to you that something is wrong. And so when the pain comes, we're supposed to check it out. You go to the doctor and let the doctor tell you, what's wrong with your stomach? What's wrong with your head? You have blood pressure. Something is wrong with you. There's poison in your system. So the pain in this life is a blessing from Allah. Imagine if you were looking this way and somebody lit a match on your body and you couldn't feel the pain, then you wouldn't even know that your body's on fire. So there's something within the skin of man called nerves, and the nerves is the thing that reacts to the stimuli, and so you feel the pain. If you burn the body and burn and destroy the nerves, there comes a point when there's no more pain, because the nerves which cause you to feel the pain is gone. And this is why when you study the Quran, you find out in the hellfire, when man is fueled after the skin burns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows new skin again. And then the skin burns, and Allah grows new skin again. And then the body burns, and then Allah grows new skin again. Al-Hasan rahimahullah said that this happens 70,000 times a day in the hellfire. إِلَّمُوا أَنَ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Know that Allah is strong in punishment. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And on the other hand, Allah is very forgiving and Allah is very merciful. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with these words. When you get a chance, go to the nearest criminal court. Go visit the criminal court. It's free. And I want you to go and sit down in the back. And I want you to watch these convicts or criminals as they stand before the judge, and the judge is about to sentence them. And I want you to picture the man with a long black robe standing as the judge over these men. And I want you to look at these people, look to their faces, and you will see a kind of humbleness on them, knowing that their fate is in the hand of that judge. Most of the time, their heads are bowed down and their hands are tied up behind their backs, and they're humbled before the judge, and sometimes the judge gives them an opportunity to speak. And when they have no defense, they say, Your Honor, please, I throw myself at the mercy of the court, hoping to get mercy from the judge. And as this man or woman is standing in front of the judge, they begin to plead their case. And they say, Your Honor, if you would just let me go this time, I realize I made a mistake, but just let me go this time. And I promise you I'll never come back here again. Just give me a chance, Your Honor. Have mercy upon me, Your Honor. And it's as if the judge is looking right through them. Because that man doesn't know that judge have judged thousands of people before him. And he's heard it before. The same lies all over again. If you read the book by a Jeffrey Ryman called The the rich get rich and the poor get prison, he mentioned that the rate of recidivism in the prisons is 70%. Recidivism is a fancy word that means that you go to prison, you come out, you go back again. You come out, you go back again. 70% of the inmates are recidivists. They go in and out of prison. So the judge is looking at this man. Give me a chance, Your Honor. I won't do it again. Just give me a chance. You will find out if you study all over the world, even in the Muslim world, even in the city of Houston, in the city of New York, in Nigeria, and in Sudan, and in Palestine, and in Egypt. Anywhere you go, you will find that Muslims are spiritual recidivists. They wind up committing the same sin over and over again. And every time we're in a situation, we ask Allah, oh Allah, help me this time. If you help me this time, I won't do it again. Allah mentions about those people who are on the ships and the oceans and the mighty waves come and they're about to die and they call on Allah. Say, oh Allah, just save me. Save me this one time. If you save me, I won't have partners with you. And then the moment Allah saves them, they go back again and they begin to associate God with Allah. Go study the children of Israel. Every time Allah will save the children of Israel, they will go back again. Go back again. Recidivists. This study, Fir'aun. Allah put the curse, punishment on Fir'aun and his people. And Fir'aun told Moses, Moses, just ask your Lord to remove it, this punishment, and if you remove it, then I'll let the children of Israel go. As soon as Allah removes it, Pharaoh goes back to the same thing again, spiritual recidivists. And I say this last thing before I sit down. I would not have believed it had I not read it in the Quran myself. I want you to imagine this, brothers and sisters, because my message to you today is this. Ya ayyuhallazina aminu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah, he should be feared, and do not die except as a Muslim. It is the job of the Imam to warn the people, to remind the people, to encourage the people, to remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahul al-asma'ul husna. He has the most beautiful names. To learn something about Allah, to learn both aspects of Allah, I want you to think about the ayat of the Quran. When people are confronted with the hellfire, and the hellfire is over them, imagine them saying, these are my words. I see the fire now, I understand. If you just send me back to the dunya, send me back to Houston, Texas, send me back to Dallas, send me back to Chicago, send me back to Detroit, Michigan. I understand now, I see what you're saying, I understand now what the Messenger of Allah was saying, I understand now, send me back. What will I do? I'll make my prayers. I'll get up and make Fajr prayer. It's not too difficult. I'll do it. I'll get up. I understand now. I'll give zakat. I see now. I see the fire. And I understand now. I won't commit zina anymore. I won't take riba. I won't take interest. I see now. And then Allah says that if I sent you back, you would return to the same deed. Because you are indeed liars. Disbelievers are indeed liars. So brothers and sisters, is there a way out of the fire? Sure there is. By Allah's mercy. But there's nothing you can do on that day. If you're in the fire, it's too late. The way to get out of the fire is now. Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu tubu ilallah tawbatan nasiha. Oh, you who believe, return to Allah in repentance. Do it now. Know this. Allah is more severe than you can ever imagine in punishment. Don't look to one side of Allah. Look to both sides. I remember years ago I read about prisoners were being transported to another state. And they were in a van.
about 17 of them. And they were sitting with their handcuffed to the van. And as the two drivers were driving, the van turned over. And when the van turned over, it caught fire. So the two security guards got out, and when they approached the van on fire, the fire was so hot that it locked the lock and they couldn't open the door. And the prisoners were in there, burning. And they burned to death. Imagine that. Imagine the intense heat of the fire. And there's nothing like fire. I want you to go back to September the 11th. The 11th, the 100th story of the World Trade Center. You had people jumping off to sure death. Why they jump off that great tower? Because of the punishment of the fire was so severe that they would rather jump off 100 stories for sure death because of the severity of the fire. It's serious. Don't play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that day in the hellfire when there's no one out, no way out. Khalidina fiha abada. In there forever. Some never go out. Itlamu an Allah shadidu iqab. Wa an Allah ghafur rahim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I leave you with this. We should fear Allah. One of the great books that I read almost every day, I carry it with me. Imam al-Nawawi's Riyad al-Salihin, The Guardians of the Righteous. In one chapter, I think it's chapter 50-51, I love even the title. Babu Ajamul Baina Khawf wa Rija'ah is a chapter that combines fear and hope. So we should have fear of Allah, but we should always be hopeful. You know, and I close with this hadith. One of my students, I gave this hadith. And when I gave this hadith, she said, Imam, this is a dangerous hadith. And I understood what she meant. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. You know, whenever the Prophet says this, I swear by Allah, in whose hand my life is, he's like getting your attention. Because we as Muslims, whatever he says, we believe it. We believe whatever the Rasulullah said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's okay. What he said. The Prophet said it, that's it. I don't care what my mother said. I don't care what my father said. I don't care what my husband said. I don't care what my wife said. I don't care what the scholar said. I don't care what the imam says. The prophet said it, that's it. That's Muslim. This is where we are. But when he says, وَلَذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ, I swear by Allah in whose hand my life is, you say like, what? He says, لَوْلَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبِ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ وَجَعَ بِقَوْمٍ فَيُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. He says, I swear by Allah, if you were a people that didn't commit any sin, Allah would remove you, destroy you, and bring a people who would sin, and then ask Allah's forgiveness, so that Allah can forgive him. He's most forgiven. The key is, brothers and sisters, as I close, do it now. Don't wait. Don't play with Allah. And if the judge can see through you, a human, then what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some of us have the audacity to go to Allah and say, Allah, you know what I'm going to do tonight, but I ask for your forgiveness and you'll forgive me, inshallah. It's the wrong approach. Don't play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make true tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins. We ask Allah the Almighty to guide us on Surat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah the Almighty to tie our hearts together. We ask Allah the Almighty to help the Muslims struggling everywhere. We ask Allah the Almighty to help the Muslims in Palestine. help the Muslims in Kashmir, help the Muslims in Iraq, and all the Muslims all over the world, every part of the globe where Muslims suffer. We ask Allah to have mercy upon them.